From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Ariana Prothero. The Miami Book Fair International is taking place this week, and WLRN has been bringing you conversations with Florida authors featured at the book fair. One of them is Robert Kirstein. He's a government professor at the University of Tampa. Kirstein recently wrote a book about how Key West has managed to maintain its unique character while still becoming a major tourist town. It's called Key West, On the Edge, Inventing the Conch Republic. And Mr. Kirstein joins me now. Bob, you say a lot of times when a city or town becomes a tourist destination, it loses its uniqueness. How did Key West become a tourist destination in the first place, and how did it retain much of its unique character?
Well, you didn't get the railroad until 1912. The Flagler Railroad came from the mainland. That is interesting because a lot of people are saying that this is going to attract more commerce, more population, more tourism. Others felt that it was going to change the nature of the island dramatically because it wasn't going to be as isolated. In fact, the railroad didn't really change things all that much. It attracted more commerce and more tourists to some extent, but it really wasn't all that significant. Beyond that, in terms of it becoming a tourist destination, one significant period of time was the 1960s and 1970s. And unlike most tourist destinations, the gay population was very important in terms of bringing about this change. They became very active in opening guest houses, starting businesses, and that in itself made it somewhat different than most destinations. It was an area that became known as being open.
When Henry Flagler's railroad went to Key West, there were people who were worried about how it might change the island, bring in more tourism, and there were people that wanted that. And exactly. That seems to be a theme throughout Key West history. How have those two goals conflicted with each other?
Whenever tourism would increase, some people would be very positive about this, others would criticize it. For example, there was a developer from the Miami Bay Area in 1973 who wanted to build on North Roosevelt Boulevard along the water a 750-unit condominium, which was going to be quite tall and quite dense. Condominiums were becoming more popular in southern Florida, and he felt that Key West was an ideal place to build condos and attract second home people. Also, the notion would be people would buy them and rent them out to tourists. But what happened is some civic activists organized. They said they would change the character of Key West, especially of its built environment, that would detract from the island's laid-back climate. And they organized a large number of citizens who even had bumper stickers, no high-rises on the quays. And in fact, they were successful. They got the city commission to pass an ordinance in 1974 to block that particular condominium project. But secondly, to dictate that no more than four stories would be allowed on any new buildings.
And what about cruise ships and that part of the tourism industry?
There's been significant tension over cruise ships. Beginning in the mid-80s, city officials, many others in the tourism industry, like people owned shops on Duval Street, people owned bars around Duval Street, thought that cruise ship passengers would give them a boost. So over time, more cruise ships and cruise ship passengers came to Key West. Some people thought this was great for the economy. Others, however, strongly resisted this trend.
And I've been speaking with Bob Kirstein, who wrote the book Key West, On the Edge, Inventing the Conch Republic. He will be appearing at the book fair in Miami on Saturday. Thank you, Bob, so much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.
And for more coverage on the book fair, visit our website, WLRN.org. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Ariana Prothero.